Open windows, March the 4th. The inner spiritual eyes. His eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Mark 8, verse 25. You and I, dear friends, individually, and if we belong to a company of the Lord's people, that company, will only make progress towards that full, ultimate end of God in Christ if we have a spiritual vision of Jesus Christ. Vision is essential to progress. Is it necessary for me to stay with the word vision? I'm not thinking about something objective that you see with your eyes of flesh. It is something that has happened inside of you, and your inner spiritual eyes have been opened. You can say, I have seen, and that has revolutionized my life. That has put me on my feet. That has set me on a course. That has become a dynamic in my life, which, in spite of myself, keeps me going. Oh, yes, thank God it works like that. I know the aspect, the factor of our responsibility, but God help you and me if it is all going to be left to our responsibility and what we do. I tell you, and this may have been your experience, or it may interpret your personal experience, many, many times I would have given up the race. Oh, that is an awful confession. Indeed, many times I have given up in my heart. It became so difficult that I could go no further, so I gave up. It was not therefore my persistence that enabled me to go on, but what the Apostle calls the power that worketh in us. What is that? The Holy Spirit has put a dynamic in us, and we have seen. We cannot unsee. We cannot go back. The seeing may fade, and it may even be eclipsed by days of darkness and trouble. We may know what Paul meant when he said, we were pressed out of measure, beyond our strength, inasmuch as we despaired even of life, in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 8. That was a terrible thing for the greatest of all apostles to say. What happened? Did Paul give up and say, well, I cannot go on? No, not at all. The power that worketh in us got him on his feet again and again. Let Elijah seek out his juniper tree and say, take away my life. But the Lord does not agree. He has given Elijah a part in a great eternal purpose, and so he will come up again.